Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha and good evening, brothers and sisters. This is 99.5 FM, The Word, and you are listening to Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. My co-host with me tonight, well, actually every night, is my forever bride and my wingless angel, Sister Lynn.
It's a Freedom Friday!
Oh, we've got a Freedom Friday Filipina in the house, and it's a featured pastor tonight. It's Pastor James Williams from Life More Abundantly Island Church. Pastor, so good to have you again.
Hey, Freedom Friday, and we're releasing faith.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, Free Inside airs Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. right here in Hawaii on 99.5 FM. Also in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. We have streaming available at www.995theword.com. Also at www.grace911.com.
Amen. We thank you for tuning in tonight and joining us as we talk story about Jesus and share an encouraging word to lift you up. Reverend Bulla and Pastor James Williams are available and willing to serve the kingdom. So if you need an MC, a wedding officiant, inspirational speaker, or you just need a word of encouragement,
yes,
please call these men of God at 808-222-2822. Our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com. And we'd love to hear from our brothers and sisters on the inside. And our address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii 96830.
And we send our love and aloha to all the men and women incarcerated and to our dedicated ACOs. Lord bless our Hawaii facilities, FDC, Halawa, Lamaka, OCCC, Wa'ava, WCCC, and to the 1,500 Hawaii men incarcerated in Saguaro Prison and the many other prisons in Arizona. We pray for you and your families and ask for mercy, grace, and restoration upon your lives.
Hey, we also send a great big mahalo to our generous sponsor for our Grace 91.1 FM program in Arizona. That would be the Congregation of Fishers of Men Ministries, along with Pastor James Byrd and First Lady Lucy Mahilona.
God bless you, Fishers of Men.
And to our primary The Word sponsor right here back home in Honolulu, Hawaii, a great big mahalo to the Tolbert Foundation.
You are so awesome, Chris, for your heart of compassion for the broken, lost, and incarcerated.
Well, you know, it's a Freedom Friday.
Oh, yeah.
We got Pastor James Williams, Life More Abundantly Island Church, all the way up on 823 Olive Avenue.
Olive.
Praise the Lord.
Pastor, why is it on a dead end?
For you can turn your life around.
I love that.
Amen.
Well, you know, before we have an awesome word from Pastor tonight, we're going to have a great song. And this is from Mandisa. That's to let all of you know that he is with you. No matter where you're at or what you're doing, sitting in that bed right now in that bunk, God's still with you. And you know what? I'll tell you a secret. He loves you.
Yes, Amen. He does.
There's a hand to hold in the world.
amen. What a wonderful song.
He is with you.
He is with you. What a confirmation that was recent, just now. That's such a confirmation. Crying tears of joy for how powerful our Lord and Savior
yes,
is.
Yes, hallelujah.
Pastor, once again, so humble to have you in our little studio here and just to bring the word of the Lord forth once again for amen. Those that they know they don't have to be locked up to be locked out. You know, and just blessed to have you, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Again, Pastor Bula. Lady Lynette, we're so honored to be in the studio with you on this Freedom Friday.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to talk about faith. Faith, the laws of faith. Hallelujah. Faith is a law.
Amen.
According to Romans chapter 3, verse 27. Pastor Bula, we're coming out, I like to say, and I believe you would agree with me, two of the most powerful weeks in history. Talking about Passover as Jesus came in on a donkey and then Resurrection Sunday. And what the Lord laid on my heart is what Jesus declared in Mark 11, verse 22. Mm-hmm. It says, and Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. Mm. Now, just that statement alone would make you think, but Pastor Bula, the backdrop of it is in Mark 11, 11, mm-hmm. where he says he came into Jerusalem. He walked through the temple and he looked around at all things, but he didn't say a word and he walked out.
Amen.
Later on, he saw a fig tree. Uh-huh. People that are listening, you may have come to church on Resurrection Sunday
yes.
to find God when you find empty religion and programs.
Amen.
But that's why Jesus said your faith has to be in God and not man. He said, have faith in God. Faith is a law, and without faith, it's impossible to please him.
Amen.
So,
amen.
Pastor Bula, we want the people to have faith in God. Amen?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and that's the one thing about faith. You know, I think I mentioned that before. Before, I would say, when I was ministering in the prison, I would say, faith is forsake all, I take him. I'm a wordsmith mm-hmm. like you, Pastor, and I said, that's pretty good. I forsake all, I take him. And then I had somebody in Module 18 and in OCCC and said, Pastor, I got a better one. I go like, oh, the feathers got ruffled. What? I got degrees. Don't you know who you're talking to? And I said, what is yours? And he says, forward all issues to heaven.
Amen.
Yes, that's good.
Hands down, he's got the better one. So mm-hmm. that's, to me, faith is forward all issues to heaven.
All issues.
Wow. Pastor Bula, again in verse 22,
yes.
he says, have faith in God.
Amen.
So I want to give four laws of faith that I believe will change the lives, whether you're incarcerated in the natural or in the spiritual.
Amen.
When we have faith in God, we put all our trust in him. Mm-hmm. Proverbs chapter 3, it says to trust in the Lord with all your heart. And Pastor Bula, it's not about the volume of our faith, it's the object of our faith.
Amen.
Let me say that again.
That's
it's not
right.
about the volume of our faith, it's the object of our
That's
faith.
Right.
And I want to give you an analogy. You had two people. I heard a story where uh-huh. you had two people standing on ice.
Yes.
And one had great faith and one had small faith.
Okay.
But the one that had great faith, he went and leaped on the ice and he went straight down through the ice.
Okay.
That tells me he had volume of faith, but the problem was what he put his faith in.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
He jumped on the ice. The objective, the object of his faith was what made him fall.
Amen.
And the one that had limited faith, or yes. what we would say small faith,
yes.
Pastor Bula, he began to test the ice.
Okay.
He began to tiptoe on the ice
yes.
and test it.
Mm.
He began to take baby steps on
yes.
the ice.
Amen.
And once he realized that the ice was deep, and would keep him abroad, he began to slide on the ice.
Oh,
he began to jump on the ice. What
yes.
is Pastor William saying to you?
Mm.
Listen to me. When you begin to have faith in God, you will see the closer you get to him, he will not fail you.
Amen.
You can step out with a grain of mustard seed faith. You don't
That's
have
right.
to run out and jump on the
That's
ice
right.
because
That's
it's
right.
not about the volume of your faith. It's the object that you put your faith in. And Jesus is the object.
Hallelujah.
He says, have faith in God. If we automatically have faith in God, Jesus wouldn't have to tell us that.
Mm, amen. Well, you know, when you talk about the leap of faith and walking in faith, that brings me to the story about Peter walking on water. You see, anybody else would have sunk on the water. And I think when Peter stepped out of the boat, he didn't jump deep dive.
Amen.
He took a few steps, held onto the oar, held onto the paddle, said, I'll be right back,
tippy,
guys.
Tippy, tippy,
and once he realized that he could walk on the water, that is when he began to walk towards Jesus by faith. On the water, but it's when he took his eyes off of
Jesus.
That's right.
That his faith went down with his focus.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Don't take your eyes off of Jesus.
Mm.
So from verse 22, we have the person of our faith.
Hallelujah.
Our faith should always be in God.
God.
In God. God will never fail you. People may fail you. Programs may fail you. The government system may fail you. But I'm here to tell you, God will never fail you.
Mm.
But then he moves to verse 23, Pastor Bula, and he says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever," that everybody that believes in God, "shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass." I love this.
Mm.
"He shall have whatsoever he say." We move from the person of our faith now to the principle of our faith.
Oh, good.
A principle is a law, and law is a fixed principle of operation.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves no room for debate, the negotiation, or discussion. It will work every time if you apply it.
Amen.
The principle of our faith is homologeo. It's to speak what God says.
Mm.
He said, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can talk to your mountain.
Mm.
Maybe you're facing a mountain listening to me right now. Maybe you've got a bad diagnosis.
Mm.
Maybe you got a life sentence and you feel all hope is lost.
Mm.
Friend, if you got enough faith, you can please God.
Hallelujah.
And I like to say, when God is pleased, heaven is open.
Hallelujah.
And you cannot live under an open heaven and not live in abundance.
Yes.
When Jesus was baptized, it said the heavens were open. And he said, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." When God is pleased with you, you operate under the open heaven.
Mm.
So the principle of our faith will never change. All we have to do is say what God says. That's why he said, you can say to the mountain.
Mm.
Once God has spoken to me, and God has spoken to us in 66 books, Pastor Buddha, and that word will never fail.
That's
right. And he has spoken to us. And if I get a word from God and I operate on that principle, it's a fixed law. It will never fail.
Mm. And you know what I always admire, Pastor, is it's not about your location. It's about your foundation.
That's
a good word. That's
and
right.
And for those of you that are incarcerated right now,
don't look around.
We're in the prisons, and I'll say, what are those outside of the fence? Why do they have the barbed wire and the razor wire?
Mm-hmm.
Why do they put that up there? And 99% of you are going
to
tell me,
keep us in.
I said, right. But I'm going to have that one person that says, to keep the rubbish out. I said, exactly. You're absolutely right.
Amen.
See, those walls are not walls of incarceration. Those are walls of liberation.
Liberation.
But it's all about your foundation.
It's about your foundation.
It's about your foundation. It's not about the location, but it's about the foundation. And if you have the right foundation, it doesn't matter where you're at. You'll be with the Lord.
I love that. And that brings us to our third point. We have the person of our faith in verse 22. Have faith in God.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the principle of faith. It works every time. It leaves no room for debate, negotiation, or discussion.
Amen.
If you speak what God says, you will see a change in your life. But then in verse 24, Pastor Bula, it gives us the prayer of faith. And you that's incarcerated, just because you may be incarcerated, you still can pray in faith.
Amen.
And in verse 24, it says, therefore is always something has to be before therefore.
Mm.
So he comes out of the principle and he said, based on the principle, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. Oh, I love that.
Hallelujah.
When you pray. There it is, the prayer of faith. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them.
Mm.
Pastor Bula, the prayer of faith, it comes after I've spoken what God says, after I've meditated on his word, now I can pray. In James chapter 5, it tells us, is any among you sick?
Mm.
And it specifically says, pray the prayer of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me, whether you're behind bars, you're listening right now. That's why it's Freedom Friday.
Mm.
When you pray the prayer of faith, you will receive freedom.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith.
Oh, yes, you
so
are, Father.
Whom the Son sets free is
free
indeed. So when I pray his word, that's how I pray in faith.
Mm.
And he says, when you pray the prayer of faith, you will see a change. You will see results. So that means we can be praying not in faith. And again, our faith is in God. So my prayers are based on what God is doing, not what the White House
it's
is doing.
About you, God.
I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, not Capitol Hill, but to the hills from whence my help cometh. My help and your help, it comes from the Lord. Psalms 121. My friend, listen to me. When you pray the prayer of faith, these laws of faith work every single time.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know, you mentioned something, Pastor, about the author and the finisher. We forget he's the Alpha and the Omega. He put everything that was void into substance.
Yes,
and
he did.
And you see, if you read in the book of Genesis, and I believe someone here needs to hear this tonight, the Lord was hovering. He was hovering over what was void. The Lord is hovering over your life right now.
Yes, I like
and
that.
And he wants to do something with you. But when they hover, that means he's just up there watching you. But when you pray the prayer of faith, you're going to allow the gates of heaven to open. And you see, now he's going to stop hovering, and now he's going to come down beside you. But he's just up there. It's like a helicopter hovering over your house with that light, looking where'd you go police. But he's hovering up there, and he's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent.
He knows
so that's why you are. He knows exactly where you are.
Yes. Pastor Bula, and you know I don't play with this. Mm. I feel prophetically it's faith being released in the airway.
Oh, hallelujah.
My Bible tells me faith comes by hearing.
Mm. Yes,
and God sent me to this studio to give you these laws of faith.
Yes, hallelujah.
See, we've been trying it on our own. When faith start making sense, it's no longer faith.
That's right.
That's why faith is what it is. Mm. It's the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Now, we've talked about the person of our faith, which is God.
Mm-hmm.
And then verse 23 gives us the principle. Verse 24 gives us the prayer.
Yes, yes.
But then in verse 25, it gives us the problem. Somebody say the problem.
The problem.
And when you stand praying, so that's the prayer of faith.
That's right.
Yes.
Forgive.
Oh,
if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive your trespasses.
Yes.
Verse 26 says, but if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. Mm. Pastor Bula, I have to give this fourth one, because if we don't operate in the fourth principle, one, two, and three won't work. That's why he said, when you stand praying, while you're praying for God to release you a blessing, to bring a breakthrough for your marriage.
Yes.
I'm incarcerated. I need to hear from you, God. We got to forgive. Maybe you're incarcerated and you feel someone snitched on you.
Mm.
Maybe you, one of the biggest problems with forgiveness, hear me, men of God. One of the biggest problems is forgiving yourself.
Yes,
I heard a story that a guy ordered some furniture.
Mm-hmm.
And Pastor Bula, they told him the following week, we're going to deliver it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And the man got a time block like we usually get. It was 8 to 12.
Mm-hmm. All right.
After about 1 o'clock, he became puzzled.
Mm-hmm.
And he called the furniture store and said, hey, I thought y'all were going to deliver my furniture between 8 and 12. They said, sir, the truck has been released. But when it got to your road, it was a bunch of potholes in the road.
Mm.
And the road is closed. So now your furniture has been delayed.
Mm.
What am I saying? God said no good thing without withhold, meaning he will withhold it. As long as potholes are in your life for unforgiveness, potholes are in your life, you may be incarcerated and still bitter about some things.
Right.
Yes.
You got to forgive people
you
got to forgive yourself because it has been delivered from heaven, but it will not reach you because of the potholes, because of the roadblock. And unforgiveness is one of the biggest roadblocks we can have. Forgive today and let the four laws of faith operate in your life,
hallelujah.
And you will see a change.
Well, you know, we talk about forgiveness, and you see the difference between God and us. God forgives and forgets. And we say we forgive and forget, but in the heat of an argument or a battle, we pull out what I call the resento arrows, and we fire them straight ahead. And
you're not talking about me, Bula, right?
No, not at all. Come, please. don't look behind
the
monitor.
We all been there, sir.
Been there, done that. You know, and in the heat of the battle, you're going to say something, and your loved one is going to tell you, well, you said that you were going to buy me a new car. You never bought me the new car. And you said, well, you said I was too fat. You know, and it's like all these things come out, and they're just barbs of the devil. But we forgive and we forget.
Wow.
You
know? Amen. Hallelujah.
My goodness.
And I can't get Lynn a car because she don't drive, so that doesn't apply.
My God. Wow.
But that's hard. But the forgiveness part, Pastor, is always, I think, the biggest roadblock. And the reason it's the biggest roadblock, once you overcome that, then you have freedom.
Oh,
Pastor Bula,
that's the biggest roadblock.
These laws of faith have changed my life.
Oh, hallelujah.
At one time, I didn't have faith in God.
Mm.
And I know all of us probably has experienced that. It was a woman in the Bible, mm-hmm. according to Mark's chapter 5. Again, she had plenty of faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I can qualify that because it says she went to all the doctors that she knew.
That's faith.
That's faith.
But her faith was in the wrong people.
That's right.
And once she said, I need to touch the hem of his garment. Are you listening to me?
Right.
You may have went to people. You may have went to whatever it is. And you still hadn't got results. Just
That's
like
right.
that woman for 12 years.
Yes.
If you
years.
Operate in these laws of faith, I promise you, you will get results.
Yes,
Pastor Bula, in James chapter 1, and I feel the Lord saying this, faith at its best is faith during the test.
Oh, I like that.
The Bible said, count it all joy.
Count it all
joy. We're coming out of resurrection. And again, Pastor Bula, he came to the fig tree thinking something was on it, and it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel in my spirit, people may have got excited to go the Easter service, whatever
right.
you want to call it,
that's
sunrise
right.
service, and you felt empty. You went to programs and religion, and you was looking for God. And just like he got to the fig tree and cursed it, that's why your faith needs to be in God. You are the church. That word church is ecclesia. You just went to a building. You can still have faith in God, even if you went to somewhere this past couple of weeks and you still feel empty. And now that your faith is being tried, he said, count it all joy.
Count it all
Pastor
joy.
Pastor Bula, when we came to Hawaii, as I close, my wife was paralyzed in a wheelchair. I like to live what I preach.
Hallelujah.
I'm not just a preacher. We have stories in the Bible, but I want to give you a true story quickly. My wife was paralyzed in a wheelchair on her left side. She couldn't walk. Cancer was eating her body up, brain tumors. We got sent all the way from Virginia to Hawaii. And Pastor Bula, if my faith, and I'm not beating doctors up, God gives us doctors.
That's right.
We use wisdom.
That's right.
Yes.
But what I'm saying, Pastor Bula, my object was in God. If man could help her, thank God.
That's
But my object was in God. And when we got to Hawaii, the doctor says nothing we could do. I believe there's some people listening. You've got
That's
a report
right.
that is nothing man can do. But I'm here to tell you, God can do all things.
Do
is there anything too hard for God?
That's right.
Put your faith in God and watch your life change forever.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You know, and it's that whole substance of faith. Because if you remember about the woman with the issue of blood, she was actually worse off than when she started. So
That's
she had
right.
exhausted. So she had resources, but she had exhausted
that is
all,
so
her
all
resources.
Of her resources.
That is
and
so true.
And so sometimes in prison, you don't have any resources, but you have access to the source, and his name is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
My God.
But you see, we say that Jesus healed the woman. But if you look in scripture, it says, by your faith, you are healed.
That's
see,
right.
See, faith allows Jesus to participate in our lives. But is the Jesus the object of your faith?
Wow.
See, that's what took place right there. But she knew to the core of her soul, she just had to touch the hem of his garment. She didn't have to honey him. You didn't have to give him the big hug, the high five. Just touch the piece of his garment.
Just touch it.
Hallelujah.
That's the faith that we're talking about. We're not talking about you to becoming a Bible scholar
That's
and
right.
leading Bible studies in prison. I'm not talking about you starting your own church. Just have the faith as small as a mustard seed.
Wow.
And let the Lord work with it. Because you see, this lady, for 12 years, imagine where you were 12 years from today in 2004 on the 29th of March. What
My
were you doing?
God.
She was sick from that point. She was sick all this time, exhausted all of her resources. But once she realized, I just need to touch the hem of the Messiah.
Of his garment.
His garment.
My
and you got to realize, she had to slither her way through the crowd. She was probably borderline leprosy, unclean, because
That's
back
right.
then they didn't have hygiene. She didn't have her family. They said she had lost everything. See, sometimes when you lose everything,
come on,
you can find the one thing that you need, and his name is Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And she was made whole
instantly.
It didn't take a week, didn't take a program, didn't take a DVD or conference.
That's how our God
instantly
is.
She was made
Thank
whole.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow. Pastor Bula, in Romans chapter 1, verse 17, it said, the just shall live by faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So faith is not optional, it's mandatory.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place where God wants us to live. And we may not see it, but all we got to do is say it. That's
Amen.
Why the principle is so important. God didn't come when he cursed the fig tree.
That's right.
He kept walking.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, the Bible said Peter saw it and said, Lord, the fig tree that you cursed.
Mm-hmm.
The object lesson of all of this is when we operate in these laws, we don't have to sit there and look at it.
That's right.
We can speak it and know that it's already done.
Amen.
When
Hallelujah.
Jesus cursed the fig tree, he didn't sit there and look at it
Just
and wait till it dried up.
No.
He knew from him speaking it that it was so. When you call those things that be not as though they were, your life will change when you
Amen.
Operate in
Hallelujah.
Faith.
Ooh,
and the
faith.
Bible says that we go from faith to faith. So you may start out with a grain of mustard seed. According to my text, that's enough to move a mountain.
Hallelujah.
And I like to say, when you're in the eighth grade, you can't go to the ninth grade until you pass the test.
That's right.
Some of us are stuck
true.
Because we still hadn't passed the test.
Mm.
Your faith is going to be on trial.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, count it all joy.
All
for the
joy.
Trying of your faith worketh patience.
Mm.
And you got to let patience have a perfect work during this process, and you will make it through.
Hallelujah. Maybe you want to close us in prayer this evening, Pastor.
Amen. Thank you so much. Let us pray, and let us pray in faith.
Yes, Hallelujah. Lord.
Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Father God.
We thank you that someone has not going to lose their faith.
Oh, yes,
faith,
Lord,
comes by hearing. And the words that they have heard, God, I pray that it would ignite something in their spirit.
Oh, yes, Lord.
For they can hang on and hold on to their faith.
Yes, touch
God, you've given us these laws, the person of our faith, the principle, the prayer, and the problem of our faith. Let us also, we ask you to help us with unforgiveness.
Yes, Father.
God, we know it may have hurt us, but look what they did to you. And you said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Let us carry that same love and that same spirit to be able to forgive. So we won't have roadblocks when you're sending us a delivery from heaven. God, we pray for all those that are incarcerated, whether in the natural or the spiritual. Let them operate in faith to continue to please you. We give you all glory on this Freedom Friday. And we declare we're free.
Yes,
and we're
Lord.
Free indeed.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Amen and amen. Well, you know, that's the wonderful thing about Freedom Fridays, because you've got your whole weekend to think about the word that was shared this evening. Now, you know, Monday we're going to have Pastor Kawa Kwan, but if you get some time over the weekend, open up that Bible, find yourself a brother or sister that are in Bible studies or just believers, and surround yourself with the believers.
Yes,
and
just, hallelujah.
If you have a chapel service you're able to go to, I suggest you go to the chapel service and lift the name of Jesus in your life.
Godly counsel, my brother.
You have to know by now that you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is liberty.
Hey, we just want to thank you for tuning in. And if you want to drop us a line, you can do that. P.O. Box 89253, and that's Honolulu, Hawaii 96830. Hey, we love you guys. We miss you guys. We're going to see you on Monday. Ahui ho, and we gotta go.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.